The Gemara tells us at the end of Tainis that Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are one of the two happiest days of the year. And we'll get into what happened on Tu B'Av and what makes it one of the happiest days of the year. But perhaps as well, if we go back a week before, we observed Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av is clearly one of the saddest days on the Jewish calendar. It's a universal day of Avelus. It's not just limited to the destruction of the temple, but many things that will go to happen on Tisha B'Av. And it's the saddest day. It's a time of Shiva for the Jewish people, national mourning. So we know the power of contrast from Tisha B'Av to the saddest day of the year to Tu B'Av to one of the happiest days of the year. So of course there's going to be tremendous simcha because you're going from the depths of Shiva to the Nechama Tu B'Av. So we'll explain, we'll show the compare and contrast of the different events that happened on Tisha B'Av and the events that happened on Tu B'Av. So the Gemara tells us in Tainis what happened on Tu B'Av. The Gemara gives a list of different things. So one is Shekol Meisi HaMidbar, that the Jewish people stopped dying in the Midbar for 40 years. It was decreed after the Sin of Meraglim that they will no longer, they're not going to, because they accepted the report on the Meraglim. On the ninth day, they cried to Bechiyah Shelchinam. They cried, didn't they lack the Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, the next 40 years, they won't be destined to enter in the land of Israel. So what happened in the last year, there's a discussion of how many, if it was actually 15,000, because it might not have started to a couple of years in, but regardless, the year 40, no one passed away. And they buried each other and they all woke up and then they realized Tu B'Av, okay, the Chasdei Hashem. Another answer the Gemara gives is intermarriage. Intermarriage of that, there was an original decree that women couldn't marry outside their tribe because they'll end up losing, it has to do with the Yerusha of how when they were setting up the land. So on Tu B'Av was set up, and now that was only a temporary thing. Now you can marry among everyone. And as well, because of the terrible event of Pelegish Begiva, that the Jews weren't going to marry anyone in Sheva Binyamin, and then on Tu B'Av they realized it was only a temporary thing as well. So intermarriage among Yidden was on that day. And then we have Hoshea ben Ela removed the guards on the road and the Avodah Zorah, the golden calves as they were. And he said, now whoever wants to go could go up. So now he took away the guards from Yerov and Nevad and etc. And therefore now they're allowed entry into the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Another simcha was Harugei Beitar, that the terrible massacre would happen in Beitar, and the burial, the bodies were left to rot, and a tremendous nes happened years later. A tov ha-meitiv, a tov showed the body to not decay, a meitiv that God allowed Amfura. And the last one was that they stopped cutting the woods. And for the Mizbeach, it was the heat of the sun ends in the summer, Tu B'Av, and therefore they're worried about the worms inside the wood, so therefore they had to stop cutting the wood. So those are the six things that happen on Tu B'Av. So the Mefarshim, different commentators bring down, perhaps there's a link between what happened on Tisha B'Av and the Tikkun on what happened on Tu B'Av. So what are the five things that happen on Tisha B'Av. So we know the sin of the Meraglim, they were destined to die for 40 years in the Midbar. Bayis Rishon, the Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel was destroyed the first temple. Bayis Sheni, the Romans. Again, Harugei Beitar, that's when that happened. That's when the terrible destruction started. On Tisha B'Av, and Turnus Rufus plowed over the field. So, those are the five things. So what's the connection? How is Tu B'Av a Tikkun? So, the Meraglim, they were destined to die in the Midbar, not to enter the land of Israel. So the partial Nechama was, at least the last year, 15th hour, so we're able to go ahead into it. That's a partial Nechama. Nebuchadnezzar, Babel, the Mepharshim say, even though it was for the big three, Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gila Arayis, illicit relations, and Shvichas Damim, and murder, but the main aspect was Avodah Zarah. And therefore, again, Hoshea ben Elo removed the guards and the Avodah Zarah from the area. So we see, again, a partial Nechama, partial Tikkun. Bayis Sheni, the Romans, and the Chazal tell us it's mostly Sinas Chinam, which caused separation from people. So marriage is bringing people closer together, and that's the Tikkun. Harugei Beitar, they got buried. That's a direct Tikkun. And Turnus Rufus, that's what the Romans did all the time. When they conquered something and they plowed it, they put salt, sulfur, all these things that caused the grass and everything, or the trees, the produce not to grow. In fact, some still say it's very difficult, even in Yerushalayim today, because of what they did. We with modern technology, we're working it out. But he caused the fertility of the land that things can't grow. And that's what people say. That corresponds to the cutting the wood, Earth Day, that, you know, now you let the trees and the nature survive. So we see that on one hand that Tu B'Av is like a Nechama for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. Tu B'Av, perhaps the most joyous day. And in fact, we mentioned that Tu B'Av is like 7 days after. We're all familiar with Shiva. That we have a concept, sitting Shiva. We sit on the ground, so go stool, and we don't do anything. We don't leave the house. We're silent. People have to talk. Well, we're silent, meaning the Avelim, it's up to the Avel, the Nichum Avelim, it's up to the Avel. So basically, he's just sitting there spending all his time in Shiva. And then we have a seventh day, Mixus Yom Kippur, he gets up from Shiva. Because part of the process of Shiva is not only the Avelis, but it's the Nechama. It's the getting up and realizing. In fact, that's the minute you get up, and whether you walk around the block, walk around somewhere, the minute is it's the new normal. That it's never going to be the same. You're never going to have your parents back or your other loved one. We're never going to have the Beis HaMikdash back. But we got to live in the new normal. And that's part of the Nechama. So Tisha B'Av, how bad it is, we'll think there's no hope, comes Tu B'Av. You have to be optimistic. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik always famously explained the last Kina Elitzion, then when we sing it in a nice tune, yeah, and we stand up. All the other kinas were sitting down. It's the last kina, and you know how bad it is, how bad the destruction of the temple was, and we're going to continue mourning it. But we have to get up. That's part of the Shiva process, is you have to move on after. And in fact, that's why they point out, as they compare it to Ke'alman, or Ka'iso, it's going to be like a widow. A widow is never going to get her husband back. He's dead. But we're going to have another Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it says it's like the birth pains of a pregnant woman, that most of the time she's going to have a child. So no matter how bad things are, but she realized she could handle the pain because she knows she's going to get a child at the end. So to Klai Yisrael, no matter how bad things are, you don't forget the Beis HaMikdash. You don't forget your parents, your loved ones. But in life, you have to move on as an as it happens to Rav Soloveitchik himself, he lost one year, he lost his younger brother, his mom, and his wife. And it really took a toll on him. And I think one of the lessons he said, I heard in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's the same episode that it says God destroyed many worlds, and then until we got our world. Like, what's the pshat? Like, God couldn't get it right the first time? The answer is no. He wanted to teach us that when our worlds get destroyed, be it the pogroms, the Holocaust, the Crusades, you lose a loved one, that even when your world gets destroyed, you have to have hope. You have to dig deep down. And that's even after the Holocaust, people didn't want to have children anymore. During, and that's why, that's what we know going back to Miriam, that Amron, that they would, how could we bring kids into this world? And it's a very difficult thing to do, maybe at some point. Maybe at some time you don't. But the Yesod is that you have to be able to see through the tragedy, easier said than done, through the pain and realize there's always going to be hope. And that's so too on, just like on a personal basis, you sit Shiva and you get up from Shiva, so too we go from Tisha B'Av to Tu B'Av, the ultimate Nechama, Mida Keneged Mida. As we said, if the sin was the Meraglim, so they got Ksast and some of them were able to end, were saved the last year. The Bayis Rishon Avodah Zarah, so Hashem and Elu removed the Avodah Zarah. Bayis Sheni Sinas Chinam, the marriage of the Jews don't have Sinas Chinam, they're willing to treat all Jews equally. Haruge Beita, they got buried. And Turnus Rufus fertility, we got the woods, and that's the connection, sitting up and getting up from Shiva, that they lead Tzion, you go from, you have to stand up at the end of the day, and that's part of the process of Shiva. That's why Tisha B'Av is 7 days, and that's why you never forget, but you have to realize it's a new normal. One has to go on, and that's why we have Tu B'Av right after Tisha B'Av, because people are so down after losing the Churban. So now we have to make sure that you get up again and you take a walk around the block, so to speak, and you try to become a little more optimistic, and that's why we have the Shiva and the Nechemta, the 7 weeks after of Nechama, to recover from the 3 weeks of tragedy.